Sonic 1029.
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show Podcast.
Thank you so much for downloading Lane Mitchell Show Podcast number 41. This week we talk with a man who has a pet buffalo. We talk a little H1N1, little Heine flu, a little FUBAR movie sequel, and let me ask you, have you ever heard the word perineum? I was talking with a nurse at a party the other week, a nurse who sits in on childbirth, and she says often the perineum will tear. Now, perineum, to me, that sounds like a flower. You know, you have geraniums and chrysanthemums and perineums. But now a perineum is actually that little patch of skin between your and your... But it did kind of make me wonder what would happen if we were to call a flower store and order perineums. So we will do that in this week's edition of the podcast as well. Hi, Sonic.
Splitting the perineum is not a laughing matter.
Oh.
Just so you know.
Okay, you've given birth?
Twice.
Does perineum not sound like a flower?
No. Well, no, because I know what it is.
See, I think even in the middle of giving birth to a child, if someone were to say, look, the perineum just split, I would be like, flowers? I would just take a break from my agony for a second. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take this pain. I'm going to push it down inside like my therapist tells me to until I end up on a clock tower with a rifle one day. And I'm going to ask where the flowers came from. What? Flowers? Where's that?
Well, I think it would be awesome then if you ever have a daughter to name her perineum.
You know what? I'm going to do that.
Good luck on that.
My wife might be a tough sell on that one.
I think so.
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show Podcast.
Have you ever been to Mexico?
Couple times. I've been to Baja and Cancun.
We were in Cancun, and some nasty, nasty public washrooms there.
Yeah.
I went to use the washroom when we were on Fifth Avenue there, where all the shopping is. There's no public washroom, so we went into the bus station.
That's not a good idea, even like here.
See, not only do you have to pay to use the washroom, which alludes to the fact that it may be clean.
That's right. If you're going to pay, you know, you'd expect some kind of level of, you know, decency, right?
Yeah, so I walk into the washroom, and there's more high-velocity spatter in there than an episode of CSI. I only wish I was referring to blood. But also, all of the toilets are missing toilet seats.
Oh, that's nice.
And, you know, I realize people vandalize stuff, like I get that, but...
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of one of those activities you can add to Gardner Andrews' list of things you can't look cool doing?
Walking down the street with a toilet seat under your arm?
Yeah, you're like, hey guys, I totally just vandalized that washroom. Look, I got a dirty toilet seat in my hand.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Now, while Garner's in Cuba, I actually just got back from holidays. I was in Mexico, family vacation. And you know, my first thought when I got back to Canada was... Oh, great. Back to hearing about H1N1. See, it's weird, though. You go to Mexico, the country where the swine flu supposedly originated. Nothing. Everybody's just fine over there. Here, I mean, you go to the airport, people are scared out of their minds. You know, people are wearing those surgical masks. Go to Mexico, though. Nothing. In fact, I got in this morning. I found a press release on my desk from a company selling those rubber bracelets. You know, kind of like the yellow rubber Livestrong cancer bracelets. Only this one is a different color, and it's to remind people to sneeze into their sleeves and wash their hands. Sort of like a mum, I guess, that you just wear around your wrist. Sneeze into your sleeve and wash your hands. Do you really need a reminder for that? Hey, don't sneeze into people's faces. That could be considered rude in some cultures. I'm just saying.
It's a Sonic 1029 presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show.
Got a fever of 100 degrees. My chest is stuffy and it's hard to breathe. I sure wish that guy on the bus would have coughed into his sleeve. My body's like hell. Is this H1N1? There's just no way to tell. I washed my hands 11 times and I bathed in Purell. When the vaccinations came, finally for you and me, I wished I'd skipped the line just like the flames in Calgary. Then I held. Now I'm wondering if I've got swine flu.
I've got swine flu.
But there's good news. At least I didn't die.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Sonic1029.com.
What's up for dinner last night? I went to Fiore's. You ever been to that place, 109th Street? Very good food. I had a chicken panini. It was delicious. And then after dinner, I went to the washroom. And you know, a lot of times you'll see advertising above the urinals, like little poster ads and stuff. There was an ad in there for a charity. Now, the ad shows a picture of a little girl, and it says, "Thank you for nourishing my dreams." There I am, peeing. A little girl staring back at me, saying, "Thank you for nourishing my dreams." Is it just me, or do poster ads take on a whole new meaning based on where they're posted?
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
If you're a Sonic Glee Club member, be sure to check out Lotto1029. You could actually score like a walk-on role in FUBAR 2, which is filming in Edmonton this week. Now, if you're unfamiliar with it, you didn't see the first one. FUBAR is it's a mockumentary, but a couple of bangers. You know, the kinds of guys you might see smoking while riding a 10-speed. You know, the shotgunning a beer in a Slayer t-shirt kind of guys. Now, shortly after the first movie came out, I actually had a chance to chat with the actors, Paul Spence and David Lawrence, who are the masterminds behind the film. And, well, a couple of guys you may know better as Terry and Diener. Talk to those two about the ins and outs of being a banger. Sammy Hagar or David Lee Roth?
Van Hagar is for idiots.
Okay, how about leopard print or zebra print? Spandex, we're talking.
Leopard print or zebra print? I'd say leopard.
Warrant or Motley Crue?
I'd go with Crue.
Old Mustang or Camaro?
Camaro, for sure.
Okay, Camaro or Trans Am?
Dave, you want to field that one? Trans Am.
Yeah?
I think Trans Ams are slightly tougher. Depends, though. It really depends. Like, if Camaro's fixed up right. But I would go Trans Am. That's, to me, even the way, like, when you say Trans Am, it sounds slightly more banger, like, oh, my Trans Am's down. I don't know.
I gotta get a new door for my Trans Am.
Oh, the Camaro, sweet. Yeah, that's tough. I'm sticking to my guns, though, Trans Am. With the air, like the air intake on the hood.
Oh, the Ram Air.
Yeah, the Ram Air on the Trans Am.
What do you predict is going to be the banger mobile of the new millennium?
It's the Monte Carlo, man. That's going to be the one that's going to prevail.
You think so?
I think so. The new Monte Carlos are on track. What else could it be? A Geo?
The Sprint. I see people souping up Sprint.
See, it depends on what level of banger you're talking about. Does this guy have a job and fixing up a car, or is it like, if it's going to be the real banger, he won't be driving a Monte Carlo. He'll have like a Chevy Lumina. All the plastic molding will have fallen off.
He put his own intercooler in.
Yeah, but he put an intercooler and it'll have one of the plastic moldings, but it'll be a different color. Like, you know those Ferrari kind of moldings? That's what it'll have, but it'll be a Chevy Lumina.
The other side will have the same molding, only it'll be a sticker.
Yeah, the sticker vent.
The studded license plate holder or the chain?
I have to say chain.
I was going
to
say chain, too.
But if you get the chain license plate, you got to get the mini steering wheel that's also made out of a chain.
Yeah, and you got to get the 8-ball shifter.
It's like being, it's like how to be a banger for dummies.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
Hello.
Hey, Jim, my name is Lane Mitchell. I work at Sonic1029, the radio station. I was answering the traffic phone line the other day, and I got a call from somebody saying they spotted a car driving around with a buffalo in the passenger seat.
It's Daily 2 in your news, isn't it?
Bailey Jr.
Yep.
Now, how does your wife feel about this?
Oh, she loves them.
So are you a buffalo farmer?
Well, I used to be. I had 350 head there a couple of years ago.
Well, how did you make that transition from having 350 head of buffalo, they're out in the field, to, you know what, one of these things should come in and watch TV with me?
Well, back about 8 years ago, I was doing a buffalo show in Calgary, and I needed a baby buffalo to display down there.
Okay.
So I ended up getting one, and insanity set in, and I just couldn't let go.
I've heard buffalo as an animal can be temperamental. Is that true?
Temperamental?
Yeah.
How many buffalo have you ever heard of that ride in a car or come in a house and watch TV at 1,800 pounds?
Wow, 1,800 pounds. Did you have to reinforce the suspension in your car or anything?
Not yet, but I am looking for a limousine to buy to because he's going to outgrow that one before next year.
That might be a tough car to sell. Well, this may sound like a bizarre question, given that you have a buffalo as a pet, but have you ever eaten buffalo?
Oh, of course. It's the best food in the world. I mean, it's healthier than chicken with no skin on it.
Probably not Bailey's favorite, though.
No, but he is the ambassador for the bison industry, actually. And his job is to promote buffalo meat. And if he doesn't promote it, he's going to be one. So he's got a lot of incentive into doing
One last question for you, Jim. Will buffalo ever replace the cat or dog in Canadian households?
No, simply because I don't think enough people have the ability to potty train them properly. And, of course, you can see where the problem comes in there.
Oh, yeah. Is Bailey potty trained?
Well, potty trained? Almost.
You just set up a target that's like 10 feet wide.
No. So I tend to make him stand with his rear end towards the open door.
And bombs away. Well, thanks so much for talking with us, Jim.
Oh, you're welcome. You'll have to come out and see him someday.
Oh, Sonic 1029! Sonic!
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Good morning, Care Plants and Flowers.
Yes, who am I speaking with?
Pat.
Pat, my name is Lane. I'm just calling to get some information about flowers. I'd like to get a bouquet put together for my wife.
All right.
Now, I know she likes lilies.
She likes lilies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Geraniums?
No, out of season.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. That's a summer plant.
Okay. Carnations?
Yeah, those are available.
How about perineums? Perineum, the general region between the anus and the genital organs.
No, none of those.
Really? No perineums? Oh, geez, that's too bad. I know they're her favorite.
Sorry, I can't help you with those.
Geez, I don't even know when they come into season, you know?
I don't know exactly, but we never have them in.
You've never had perineums in? I'm trying to think of the last time that my wife brought some home, because you have a bouquet of perineums in the house. And you just walk right in the door, and the aroma just hits you.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and geez, the bloom. Well, there is nothing quite as intoxicating as staring right into the eye of a perineum.
Yeah, yeah. We don't get those.
What about priapisms? Priapism, the condition in which the penis is continually erect, usually painful, and seldom with sexual arousal.
No.
No?
Know what those are.
Oh, geez. They are hard, hard, hard to come by.
Are those indoor, outdoor?
The priapisms, I believe, can be indoor or outdoor.
Okay.
You want to keep those covered.
No. Sorry, I can't help you with those.
Huh.
But I can get you the lilies, the carnations, any other indoor flowers, roses, carnations, any of that stuff.
Yeah, but no perineums, eh?
Nope.
Huh. All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It's a Sonic 1029 presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.